This is going to be a very unique message, and it's something that I feel like the Lord would have me to share with you. And we're going to try to answer the question, is President Trump a reformer leading America to some type of an unusual or great American reset? I want to tell you that 50% of the country would absolutely scream and say he is not. 50% of the country would probably look at what's happening with the finding the corruption and finding the money that's been improperly used and say, yes, something is going on. We're going to try to answer this from a practical and a biblical perspective. In January of 2024, very few people thought that Donald J. Trump would ever be able not only to run for president again, but that he had no chance whatsoever to become the next president. He was being tried in a court. He was charged in that particular court. But here's what Perry Stone knew. Perry Stone knew prophetic patterns, because my entire life has been based on one scripture. When it comes to he break roots in prophecy, it's Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10, which says, the thing which has been is that which shall be, and that which has been done is that which shall be done. So you know me that I have always, since I've been teaching you, go back to the past, and I can show you clues from the past, from the Bible, from past history, that will repeat itself. So let me give you a preview of four things, and we have a little bit of PowerPoint to show you with this. Teaching you, the 45th president of the United States was to be elected. And Bill understands what I'm doing here. It's called gematria, where you take the Hebrew letter, give it the number value, you take the number value of that letter and translate it back to the actual letter itself. 45 is mem, hey. Mem is the value of 40, hey is the value of 5. But here's what's interesting. That spells a word in Hebrew called ma. Everybody say ma. And ma means what? So I would hear my guide say, mom, mom. And I say, he's talking about his mom. No, I'm not talking about my mom. I'm saying, what, asking the question. So I preached three times in that year of the election and said that whoever would win the 2016 election, everybody would say, what? How in the world did this happen? And that's exactly what happened the day after on Fox News, when one of the commentators was saying, a female commentator was saying, how in the world? What? Everybody's waking up saying, what? And my phone text started blowing up. Perry, you told us this was going to happen. But it's simply what we'd call Hebraic hints. It's not a prophecy. It's a hint that is found in the alphabet and by using these ancient systems that many rabbis have used. The second thing I began to see several years before the election was the patterns of President Trump and a former president named Grover Cleveland. And I began to teach about 2021 the patterns of Grover Cleveland and Trump. And most of you know what those patterns are now. And that is that one president was elected by the name of Grover Cleveland. He lost the election. When he lost the election, another man stepped in for 4 years and the country turned into a mess under that man. Grover Cleveland ran for another term and was reelected as president. And I kept saying, if the patterns fit, Trump will be reelected again in the same pattern of Grover Cleveland. I was laughed at. I was mocked at. But here's what I knew. Grover Cleveland was a Presbyterian. So was Donald Trump. Grover Cleveland was from New York. So was Donald Trump. Grover Cleveland married a very young woman. So did Donald Trump. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. And so he was, and Grover Cleveland was a businessman. So was Donald Trump. So I said, the pattern, everybody say pattern. Come on. The pattern is there. And of course, that's what happened. After the election takes place, suddenly all these people are saying, Brother Perry, you need to watch this YouTube video of Grover Cleveland and Trump. And they kind of take the information that's already out there and start repeating it. Okay. So I was glad to see that the pattern did repeat itself. Now, the third thing that happened to me, and I wrote this in a book, and I was asking the Lord about 2021. I said, why didn't you allow Donald Trump to be reelected? Now, this is going to be controversial, but a lot of you Christians will understand me. And the Lord spoke to me and said he had to be humbled because he had too much pride. And he said his pattern will be King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the Lord told me this. I called Jensen Franklin, a personal friend of Donald Trump. And I said, Jensen, I want to tell you what the Lord told me. And I actually published it in a book way before the 2024 election. And in the book, it's called The Return of the Stump Trump. And Nebuchadnezzar was king. His heart was lifted up. God cut the tree down, but left the stump in the earth. And then after seven times of an angel passing by, what happened? He was returned. Nebuchadnezzar returned to the throne and became king and gave God glory. And I remember talking about the patterns that were there, the patterns that seemed to fit. Nebuchadnezzar was a great builder. Nebuchadnezzar was the wealthiest man of his day. I went on down to the patterns, and then I said this, what is the seven times that has to pass over Donald Trump parallel to the seven times that passed over Nebuchadnezzar? And when I began to think about, for example, the Russian collusion, that was not true. That was a burden to him. The impeachment, that was a burden to him. And all the things that start happening to him, and guess what? The seventh thing that happened from the time he was elected to the time that he was reelected, being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. That was the seventh. And that's when I said, based on the pattern, he will come back to the White House. Now, again, we're talking about prophetic patterns. Something interesting, Bill, I think I called you about this, but I began to look at president number 45. And if you take the numbers, as I said a moment ago, Mem, Hey, the Mem is 40, Hey is 5, that's 45. Then you get Ma, which is what? Then I looked at 47 and 40. We just couldn't come up with anything in 47. So then I took 45 and 47. And put the words together. So put that on the screen. Now, we're reading here, and Bill's going to be driven crazy by this. Instead of going from I know what you're doing, from left to right, which is normal Hebrew, we're doing the old American thing and going from right to left. Mem Hey is 45, 47 is Mem Zayin. And when you put the word together, it spells a word. Are you ready for this? It spells a word that means gift from God. Some people wouldn't think so. Really, some people would not think so. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. Based on everything that I saw, I began to say against the, I guess you could say, the opinions of some, that this man is going to be reelected. It's going to be a prophetic thing, and there's going to be a reason. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, what was all of this about? Why was it that he was almost killed? What was this about? Was there something going on in the spirit that we could not see? Let me just say this to you, and I'm going to go there for just a few moments. The thing about Trump was he kept surviving. He was like Teflon. They would attack him, he would survive. They would lie on him, it would be exposed. They would say Russian collusion, it never existed. And it seems like, I mean, how do you get shot and miss being your head blown off by that much, and you turn at the right time? How do you golf on a golf course, and there's a man with that's going to do the same thing, and they find it out just moments before he gets to the next hole? And here's what I felt like the Lord kept sharing with me. He says, when people keep surviving strange circumstances, I have them on an assignment. And I'm going to give you the biblical example because I want to back it up by the word. In Acts chapter 9, verse 25, the Apostle Paul was in Damascus. They were going to kill him, but he escaped in a basket. In Acts chapter 14, verse 19, the Apostle Paul is in the city of Lystra. He is stoned and left for dead and gets up the next day and gets on a boat and goes to his next appointment. In Acts chapter 23, verse 21, men vowed to kill Paul. They said, we're not going to eat or drink till we kill him. And suddenly, he left in the middle of the night and escaped, and they didn't get to him. I guess those guys starved to death. I'm not sure. Acts chapter 27, verse 28, Paul was in a shipwreck where he could have drowned, but he didn't. Then they got into quicksand, and they could have got stuck in that. And, you know, quicksand can take you under if it's deep enough. They didn't do it. He got bitten by a poisonous viper that my guide Gideon said, based on what we know about serpents and vipers, he should have died in no less than 5 minutes, and he continued to survive. And so Paul, here's my point, had an assignment. His assignment, according to the New Testament, was to become the apostle to the Gentile branch of the church, just like Peter was the apostle to the Jewish branch of the church. So the Apostle Paul, over and over and over again, survived death, survived nearness of death, survived being bitten by poisonous animals, survived shipwrecks. So how can you explain it? You explain it this way. He survived because of the assignment. There is something that we don't know at this point, and I really believe what I'm about to tell you. There is something that we don't know at this point that is a deeper reason as to why the Lord allowed President Trump to be reelected as president again. Now, they had conspiracy theories on him, collusion on him, impeachment on him during the first time, and then before he became president, two assassination attempts, court cases, everything they could to destroy destroy this one man from ever taking that position again. Yet he survived everything. And now it's coming out, all the people that worked against him, it's now exposing them. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you something? I'm going to stop right here and give you a nugget from Tony Scott, Pastor Tony Scott. Lester Sumrall gave this nugget to Pastor Tony Scott. He said to Tony, Tony, never answer a lie. When they lie on you, never defend yourself. When you know they're lying on you and it's even hurting you, you think in the eyes of people, never defend yourself. And Tony said, why? And he said, because the lie will die. Because the lie has no truth in it. And because the lie has no truth in it, God cannot support it. And when God sees it's the lie, then God comes through and exposes the lie eventually. Oh, it takes time sometimes, but he exposes it eventually. And then people begin to realize, just like many of Trump's personal cases the first time he was president, and eventually the truth will come out. Now, five times assassins have killed presidents of the United States. Most of them were killed on the zero year if they were elected. On a zero year. There was failed attempts on Theodore Roosevelt, failed attempt on President Ronald Reagan, failed attempt on Gerald Ford. In fact, two failed attempts on Gerald Ford and two failed attempts on Trump before he was elected as the president for the second term. Every president, and I'm not going to go through all of these, but every president has a special assignment. God allows a particular man to come to power because he will make a decision which will be very important. Important for his generation. Truman was supposed to have lost the presidency. He was supposed to have lost the election in 1948. The Chicago newspaper printed copies that are very valuable and very famous that the other man had won when he had not yet won. Truman, however, was the man who said, I am Cyrus. And the Jewish rabbis that he knew, that he grew up with, that he went to war with, they weren't rabbis then, but Jewish men that became businessmen told him, it is up to you. God brought you into the earth to help reestablish the nation of Israel as a nation. And I have Truman's biography. It's that thick, volume one, that thick, volume two. It tells the whole story of the reestablishment of Israel as a nation. And that he had to be the leader for a particular reason we won't go into. It's an entire another message to be part of announcing Israel does have the right to re-exist as a nation or be restored as a nation. President Bush was elected instead of Al Gore because President Bush would have to battle terrorism and would have to take U.S. troops into areas where very strong Islamic resistance was. Trump was re-elected the first time because, as you know, he moved the embassy. They also began to come up with the Abraham Accords. Everything was moving in that direction, and then it was suddenly stopped. So here goes the question that we're asking, or the question that we're posing. Is Trump a reformer leading a great American reset? And we're going to try to answer that, but we go back to the Bible for some foundational study. First of all, what is a reformer? A reformer, by definition, is someone working to change or improve a society or a government. In the Old Testament, not only did kings rise that were reformers, but some actually reformed the entire nation of Israel spiritually. Three reformers are in the Bible: King Hezekiah, King Josiah, and Ezra and Nehemiah, who work together. Now, King Hezekiah reinstituted the Passover. He destroyed idols. He restored the temple, which was in ruins, and he restored the worship and actually the teaching of the Word of God back to the people. King Josiah restored the covenant. He started raising up small groups with prayer. People began to study the Bible. And I'm abbreviating this without going into great detail. You can look it up later yourself. Ezra and Nehemiah worked together to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, to rebuild the walls to protect the city of Jerusalem. And this is funny. And they start firing the priests that weren't doing their job. It's really interesting because if you read the story of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were being greatly hindered by three men. Three men had risen up to hinder them. And Nehemiah said, we're not, if you go to the YouTube video called Oh No, just Oh No, it says Oh No. It's got a picture of me with my mouth open saying Oh No. And I'll teach you something about Oh No. Five times in the Bible, a place called Ono is mentioned. And three men, you had Sanballat, you had Gershom, I think was his name, but you had three men who were coming against the Jews because Samaria was the headquarters. Samaria, everything had been moved there. Samaria had been the economic center for 70 years. The Jews are coming back. They're going to rebuild the wall. They're going to rebuild the city. It's going to take the economy away from Samaria. So Samarians, these Samaritan men began to mock the Jews, criticize the Jews, threaten the Jews. And finally, they said to Nehemiah, they said, we want you to go down. This is in the Bible, to the plains of Ono. And it's spelled O-N-O, Ono. And meet us in the plains of Ono. And Nehemiah said to them, let me tell you boys something. This sounds like who our leader is now. He said, let me tell you boys something. I am busy rebuilding the wall. I'm kicking these lazy priests out of their position and getting rid of them. I'm not paying them anymore. And I'm telling them they got to get out of Jerusalem or else. And he said, I am reforming this city the way God wants it to be reformed. And I don't have time to come off the wall down in the plains of Ono and talk to a bunch of belligerent men. Hello. So let's just talk for a moment about some things that Donald Trump has done, which is very different from any of the men of the past that have ever served as president. Number one, he opened up a department, or what we call a religious department, and part of the purpose of that is to prevent Christian oppression by government leaders, by judges, and other people. So another thing that he did is he began to announce against any other president that Obama said, we are not a Christian nation. Donald Trump comes along and says the opposite. He says, we are a Christian nation. He's building walls at the border. He's trying to protect the country. He's trying to get people out, just like Nehemiah did, that don't have a purpose and they've lost their purpose, and or they're hindering or they're harming. He also said Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Every other president I remember talked about moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and not one of them would do it because they were told by such, well, I won't say who they were told by, but they were told that if they did, war would break out, hell would break out, nuclear bombs would fall. And what was funny is the whole time that the news was screaming, you can't move the embassy to Jerusalem. You'll remember this, Robert. Our bus driver, Joseph, in the 2005 to 2012, probably, Joseph would pass a building near, what is that called? Ramat? Yeah, Ramat Rochel, right? Is that how we say it? So we pass it. He said, this will be the U.S. Embassy. It was an empty building. And news media people were saying, oh my goodness, it's going to cost billions of dollars to build. It was already built. It's going to cause a war in the Middle East. No war ever broke out. And we got to take pictures right after they put the U.S. seal in the U.S. Embassy in the city of Jerusalem. Some people talk about doing something and other people do something. Two things that are happening now, which are very interesting, is going after the hardcore Islamic terrorist. There's a lot of Muslims that are peace-loving people throughout the world, but there is an element, and they've given me the number of maybe up to 5 to 10%, maybe at the most, that are radicals that are involved with terrorism, and these are the people he's working on many fronts with that, and also the drug gangs that have brought fentanyl in and just people. We have a young man that used to be in our ministry here, took a pill to sleep. It was laced with fentanyl. He didn't even know it. He died in the apartments right over the hill there. Just a sweet young man. And so all the fentanyl problems that are coming in, he is trying to deal with that. Now, let's talk for a moment. We're going to get now from this part of it, and we're going to move more into what we call the prophecy side, the future. And then we're going to be discussing in just a moment something that I believe, and this came to me through a pastor friend of mine, Walter Hallam in Lamarck, Texas. I'm going to share with you in a moment a revelation he had that just blew my mind and opened up my understanding. Is anybody ready to hear that? Come on. Give the Lord a hand if you're ready to hear it.
God has reserved the revelation of many prophetic mysteries for the time of the end, a time when knowledge shall increase. Daniel declared, "None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." This powerful truth is what inspires us to host an annual prophetic summit, bringing together America's leading speakers and revelators, all gifted in discerning and interpreting end time events. The 2025 summit featured 14 powerful services with 7 prophetic leaders that Perry Stone is now making available to you in this special Manifest TV offer. When you order, you'll experience these 5 insightful messages from Perry. Is Trump a reformer leading a great American reset? Feasting on the wrong blood, Christians that are fellowshipping with demons. Why is God shaking churches and ministries before the rapture? The vision, chastisement because of defiant Christians, the nomophobia strike. How angelic demonic wars in heaven are affecting weather on earth. Joseph Z illustrated his unique insights on the whiteboard with a revelation on the spirit of Elijah, the future of America. Bill Cloud brought Hebraic insight to the summit with these 2 messages. He is about to turn the tables over. He trains my hands for war. Mark Biltz used PowerPoint illustrations and charts to reveal Hebrew nuggets in his 2 teachings. Genesis mysteries from the Hebrew language. Birth pangs of the final redemption. John Kilpatrick posed the question, the earth is speaking, are you listening? Plus, Jonathan Kahn expounds with a powerful message tracing the dragon's attack on Israel. And Mario Murillo hits hard with his message, away with the sissy false prophets. All 14 messages are now available on DVD for $95 and audio CD or USB drive for $65. This offer is also available for purchase as a digital audio download and video on demand when you visit perrystone.org. DVDs and video on demand include all PowerPoints, whiteboards, scriptures, and illustrations shown by the speakers. You'll receive over 14 hours of prophetic teaching, an investment in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Your purchase helps Perry Stone Ministries continue a global outreach. To order, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. Or write to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Include your check and the appropriate offer number. For DVDs, use offer number 25PS-DVD. For CDs, use offer number 25PS-CD. And for USB drive, use offer number 25PS-USB. If you love biblical prophecy, this could be your greatest spiritual investment in 2025. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right, now, this is real important. When you watch the Manifest telecast, I'm going to give you a number of excerpts from what we call the International Prophetic Summit this year, okay? I want you to understand something, that all of our speakers, including myself, will share things there. And they're taped, the messages are taped, but we edit a lot of times what goes on television, and that's for wisdom's sake. If you say some things, it triggers some people, and those people begin to attack on social media. Or if you say certain things, it triggers people who differ with what you believe. So now everybody wants to have their opinion out there. So what we do is we save those messages.
And those people begin to attack.
We edit out the parts for TV, but on, I want you to know this, this has totally unedited messages. So if it's on Manifest and we've taken something out, it is not taken out on the DVD or the CD or what we call the MP3, which I call this a flash drive. So here's what I want you to be aware of. This is the best summit, in my opinion. In fact, I've had speakers that go to all the summits. They're invited all over the world, the United States. They said, Perry, your people who watch TV, watch Manifest, and come to this meeting are the best that we've ever. They're knowledgeable. They have a foundation. But if you want to know more about the time of the end, you want to know more about the return of Christ, you want to know more about why did the Lord allow you to be born in this season, why has He allowed you to birth children in this season, this, you could have been born at another time, but He chose you, just like He did Esther, to come to His kingdom for such a time as this. And we just really want you to understand that every person, there is a purpose. I mean, these messages are so broad. It doesn't just stick with one thing. Then we hope that you will
obtained the message. I wanted to make you aware of that.
They have a foundation.
And the other thing is we now have what's called digital downloads. Now, there's a price for all the downloads, but you can do that if you live outside of the United States, especially maybe you live up in Canada, and you can purchase those. And it's taken a long time to get to this place where the income that you purchase it with is transferred here to the U.S. And so this is something we've just been able to start doing, and we're now realizing that we can reach more people. I know we've tried to send this material to certain nations, and it ends up coming back, or it ends up getting lost in the mail, or it ends up in customs. And this is the way that you can do it outside of the U.S. But if you live inside the country, please take advantage of that. All right, I've said enough about that. Let me just mention that we're excited about the main event, which is coming up in October. And we're also thrilled to be able to go to a lot of new places that we have been, actually will be the first time either in many, many years or the first time we've ever ministered in that area. Now, when we go on a weekend, like we are at a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we do a full weekend, we have a lot of different things that we do. We minister, we have altar services, and we also have resource tables available. But there are things that we may plan. Sometimes we'll do a partners gathering if it works out with just our partners, and we sign the books of our partners. And speaking of partners, here's my Partner Strike Force mug. That's what I put my water in. So if you want to be a partner of our ministry, which these are very wonderful people, contact us at perrystone.org, or you can go online and do that, or call us, because we have a great partnership. Pam and I recently just taped a message, just her and I together, for our partners, and we want to minister to our partners as much as possible, because you minister to us and you help us keep the gospel around the world, reaching millions, hundreds of millions of people. Thank you for your time and your prayer, and we'll be back next week.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries, including worldwide evangelism, feeding the underprivileged, the Manifest Telecast, creating books and media, prison ministry, and more. As a Partner Strike Force member, you'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, partners-only tours in Israel, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today. Expand your understanding of Scripture. Advance your effectiveness in ministry. Earn certification for your knowledge of the Bible. International School of the Word. Developed by Perry Stone and Dr. Brian Cutshall, ISO.org is the premier online Bible school with dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up for one of our exciting, affordable Bible courses and begin your journey at ISO.org today.